Hi, this is Steve Barish. I'm filling in for my good friend, Dr. Fred Bell, this evening. I am his co-host, and wanted to just stop in for an hour and say hello. He's under the weather, so we've been sending him a lot of love and light, and I know he'll be better by next week. This evening, the phone number to give us a call, which would be worldwide, would be 1-415-762-1161. I just wanted to thank you for allowing me to be on the show this evening, Dr. Bell, and I hope that you get better as soon as possible. What I wanted to discuss tonight is the projectors and the projector that we wear and the necklace, the nuclear receptor. Let's start with the projectors. I've got four projectors, and when I first got those projectors, the Andromedans had come into my room as soon as I had set them up. Now, my projectors were in my bedroom, the second bedroom in my house, which I use as a holy room. It's a meditation room, and I was doing some massage in there at one point or other. But what happened was, is that with the amount of energy that was going on in the room, it was tremendous. And I figured out in my room and a lot of other rooms that we've been setting up, is I set them up about 6 feet off the floor. And I moved them about 2% up. In other words, until I got the perceiveness of the projectors being set perfectly, and that's what I did. I set them up, four of them, on the north, south, east, west walls, and it was very interesting. I would say within a matter of an hour, I was getting tremendous energy, and guests, the Andromedans, were showing up in my room. We were using them in my room, and then, of course, I moved to my location where I was at for 10 years. The main thing that I can tell you is that when I started massaging, I had visitors. The Andromedans had come into my room, and they appeared in a white silhouette. I could not see their bodies other than this white light that was surrounded by them. And the white light, for some odd reason, had attracted a tremendous amount of energy that was coming from the projectors. Now, the projectors are about, I would say, between 8 and 9 inches high and probably about 4 or 5 inches wide. And they're really beautiful to look at. In the center of the projector are these beautiful stones. They were basically, they looked like diamonds, but they weren't diamonds. The way that they worked was absolutely phenomenal. We had a lot of fun with them. I was doing a tremendous amount of work, and the one thing that I can tell you is that there was light that was coming from the center of the projector out into the center of the room, and it was a ball of white light, pure white light, that was surrounding the room and the table. So, in other words, what happened was when a client laid on the table, the light was right above them within about, I would say, within about 3 feet. In other words, the table was 3 feet high. The light was about 3 feet above the table. And the light was putting out this tremendous energy, just tremendous energy. It was soothing and calming. And the one thing that I found out was, is that this light was tremendously gifted in terms of energy. And it was calming, it was soothing, and it was extremely powerful. So I had a lot of fun with those projectors. And I was in the room 6 hours a day with those projectors. So the projectors become you, you become the projectors. And the energy that was coming through was so beautiful, and the light was so strong that it followed me around even when I was out of the room. So The work that I was doing was pretty profound stuff. And the projectors seemed to work along with me in terms of that energy. And it signified that there was a lot of light and a lot of love coming from these projectors. So we're finding out a lot about the projectors. There is a lot of wonderfulness when you're using these in terms of energy. Now, I for some odd reason, I got to use four of them. I don't know why, but that was the number that I was told by the Andromedans, and I picked out the four, used them in my room, and they were just absolutely fantastic. We used them in California. I think it was the second year that we had those projectors, and we had about, I think about 60 people altogether. Fred had set up a meeting with all these people, and we had a lot of fun. We were doing a lot of projector work, and we put up four projectors in the room. And in the center of the room, we used two different groups of people. And the energy that was put out was so profound in the room that people's ears were getting very hot. Their faces were actually turning red. It was like they were standing out in the sun for hours and had gotten red faces. But the energy that was coming down were pillars of light that I was using in Fred's Fred's place of that he had picked out as a gorgeous place in you know, it was just really, really beautiful place that I was at. And these beams of light were coming down that were so strong that people were actually able to see, some of the people were actually able to see this beautiful light that was coming down from heaven or coming down from the universe. But it was coming down, and it was extremely strong. We had a lot of fun with it. People were actually really feeling it. We were sharing the space in the center of the room where this light was coming down, and we got two pillars, and we were having a lot of fun in terms of standing in a circle, and one person at a time would go into this center where this light was coming down, and it was so strong and so beautiful. People were getting warm. Some people were crying. I mean, it was just a fantastic time with this energy. And the light was just absolutely beautiful. So for whatever reason that we're attracting this kind of light from the projectors, it was just absolutely beautiful. We know that it works beautifully because last year when I was out in California, we had a room filled with about 500 people. And I had made contact with all 500 people at one time. And the light was in the center of the room of 500 people, and I would walk by some of the people, and they would feel this tremendous energy coming from me going into them. And so the light was going into all the people were calming down, and it was just absolutely beautiful, and it really, really worked out well. People were grounded, they were balanced before they left, and so we had a tremendous amount of fun in that room. I believe it was in, I think, New York, if I remember correctly. It was a year after, yeah, it was New York. And so we had a lot of fun. So between the two places I went to, Laguna Beach was absolutely gorgeous, and Fred was nice enough to invite me out there, and we just did some beautiful, beautiful work with the projectors, and they really do work. If you want instantaneous gratification, these things really put out a tremendous amount of energy, and they work very, very well. It's something that I'm happy that I bought, and I've been using them ever since. Along with that, I've been using a flamethrower. The flamethrower is a really powerful tool. I'm just finding out more about them as I'm working with them. I have one at work that's black, and it chases away all negativity. In other words, when the negativity comes out of the person, this projector, it just takes it away. I don't have to work at it, and clear the room. The room is actually cleared by the flamethrower. And the interesting thing is that people are coming in with pictures of their doggies or pictures of their children, and I've been putting them on the flamethrower. So people come in and they just give me their pictures and whoever they want to be healed, and I've been using them on this flamethrower, and it seems to be healing the people that we're sending this energy to. And of course, nothing takes the place of God, but the projectors and the flamethrowers seem to be working at a very, very high rate, frequency of high energy, and that's the beautiful part about it. It really, really does work, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. Along with that, I'm using a master crystal. Now, this is a really funny story. Fred was trying to sell me a master crystal for a couple years, and I said, no, I don't want the doggone thing. Stop bothering me about master crystal. And eventually, I hooked up to this master crystal that he wanted to sell me, and the crystal was talking to me. And I said, Fred, you know, there's something to this. I don't know what it is, but I'd like to have that crystal. So he sent it to me, and I used the crystal in the room. Now, the amazing part of the crystal that I wanted to tell you about is that it's under the table, and people tell me they can feel the warmth on their shoulders. They can feel the warmth on their tummy. Whatever the body needed, that crystal was putting out tremendous energy. And people were telling me how warm they felt and how wonderful and refreshed it was helping them in terms of energy. So we were having a lot of fun with that. And I'm talking about we. I'm talking about the crystal. I'm talking about the projectors, the flamethrower, and I'm just having a ball in my room with all these tools. Now, for some odd reason, I've never really talked to Fred about it, but I'm getting a lot of compassion from the crystal. The crystal seems to be able to have a mind of its own and to be able to help people. I don't direct the energy. The energy comes off the crystal and goes where it needs in the body. So what I'm seeing is that if a person is laying on the table, the energy will come out in different colors. In other words, it'll be a beautiful green or it'll be a beautiful blue or whatever color that person needs, the master crystal puts out. So, and it'll go to the part of the body. I've seen it go into the feet, the tummy, the head. And it seems to be a lot of fun for me to use because I can see this energy, and it's really a lot of fun. So these tools really work. I don't try to sell his products unless I really know that they really work, and his products do work. But to get back to what we were talking about, the Master Crystal itself is extremely compassionate, and I'm finding out that the projectors are very, very compassionate. Everything that I've used so far has a lot of compassion. So I'm finding out that when you're using these tools, your mind's got to be very clear and concise. So when I go into work and I'm using one of these tools, my mind is very clear. There's no kind of non-grounding because I'm very grounded at that particular point. And I listen to the voice of silence as it's talking to me, how many strokes I need to put on the shoulders, how many strokes to put on the glutes, how many strokes to put on the feet. Whatever I am told, that's what I do. If I'm told to use 5 strokes on the back, that's what I use. I don't use 3, I don't use 4, I don't use 6, I use 5. So everything that I'm being told, I listen to, and I'm in that state of mind for the full hour that I'm massaging her, or however long I'm massaging. So, and when the clients are done, they're very balanced and very grounded. Their minds are clear. And so for me, it's a lot of fun. And for them, they love it. And it's really a lot of fun when you see all these energies that are flying around. Now, the other thing that I'm seeing also in the room are angels. And they come down, and they're absolutely beautiful. And some of the angels, they'll look at me, I'm looking at them, and they'll smile, and I realize that they're really doing some beautiful work. And I just get out of the way. I'm just doing massage, I'm doing what I'm told to do, and I never interfere with anybody that's in the room doing work. So in other words, if somebody comes in the room as I'm massaging, and they want to touch that person on the back or the head or the feet, that's done by them. So I'm out of the way. I just do what I'm told to do. I believe they're told what to do. And it's just beautiful. So the energies that come into the center of the room and are transported to the part of the body that it needs, everybody seems to be very gratified when they're off the table and come out and talk to me after they're dressed and everything. So it's a wonderful tool to be using any one of these projectors or the flamethrower. Now, I just got another flamethrower from Fred, and that flamethrower itself is in my own bedroom, my second bedroom, and that's where I do my meditation. And that is opening up to many, many different kinds of multidimensional levels. And I've actually seen people come through the room with this projector, flamethrower. So that's the only thing I have in the room other than in my bedroom I have a pyramid. That's a whole different story, but it's really a lot of fun to use. I sleep under the pyramid every day. And every evening, sometimes I'll come home during the day and I'll take a break and I'll take a snooze before I go back to work. So it really does work. I mean, these tools are just absolutely fabulous. And they're a lot of fun to use. The projector that we wear, I think there's three of us, maybe four of us, with platinum projectors. And it is very concise. It's so powerful. There's no room for error. We just talk about what we need to do, either for the client or for whatever reason people are using the projectors. I know that I use my projectors not for wealth or not for my own self, but I use the projectors for my clients. The platinum projector, and I'm starting to use it with myself now. Within the last, I would say, the last 2 weeks, and whatever I ask for so far, it's happened. So it really does work. They're really a lot of fun to use. But again, the reason I got the projector was not for me; it was for my clients, so I could help them as much as I possibly can. And it seems to be doing whatever we're asking for. Whatever the client wants, it's coming right to them. So I know that it works, and it's really, really a powerful tool. So I'm really thankful for Fred for making that up for me. That's quite a tool. But getting back to the projector itself, the projector is, when I first got the projector, I put that on, and within the first 5 minutes, the Andromedans had come into my room. And it seemed to be extremely, extremely powerful. They were working with my clients for about 3 hours, which meant I was doing three massages. And I could see them working with the clients, and my clients would get up. And they were radiating this beautiful light. It was just a tremendous light that I had been able to see through them. And that was a lot of fun. The second day, I had a 9-foot Andromedan come in, and they held their hand. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, I'm doing fine. I'm Steve Barish. Can I help you?
Sure. This is Chester from D.C.
Yes, sir.
I had a few questions about the standalone projector.
Yes.
I wanted to, I only have one.
Okay.
I wanted to know what's the best way to place it, or how to interact with it. And also, if you put, would mirrors help any? Like, if you put a mirror in front of it, would that be,
It does. It does amplify the projector. Yes,
the mirror
does amplify the projector. It doesn't amplify as much as two projectors, but it will amplify.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. Is your projector in the house now?
Yes, I'm in front of it.
Okay. I need you to move it. I'm watching you. I'm watching you look at it. Let's see. I'm going to raise myself about 4 feet above you.
Say that one more time.
I'm raising myself about 4 feet above you to take a look at the room.
Okay. Okay.
Could give me a second here.
Sure.
You should be able to feel that energy coming down actually at you. Can you feel that?
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
Okay, good. Take the projector, move it to the left side of the room about... Just move it to the left about maybe 3 or 4 feet if you could do that.
You mean east-west house? Should I go
if you're looking at the projector, okay, I need you to move the projector about 4 feet from where you're at to the left side of you.
And
if you move it slowly, I'll tell you when to stop, okay?
Okay. All right.
Right there. Right there. You should be able to feel that energy going through your feet. Can you feel that?
Hmm.
Okay. Move it a little bit to the left, just a smidge. Go ahead.
Okay.
Right there. Yes, go ahead.
I have it on a shelf 6 feet off, 6 feet above.
Yes.
You know, six above. Okay. And it's on the east part of my room, east corner of my room.
Yes. Just move it a little bit more.
To the right or to the left?
To the left.
Okay.
Okay, now you're getting away from the energy. Move it back towards the right, and I'll tell you when to stop. You got to move slowly. Right there. Can you feel the energy?
I think so.
Okay. Do you have a shelf there?
I have a shelf. Well, it's about an inch away from the shelf.
Okay. Are you talking about an inch away to the left or to the right?
To the front of the shelf, actually.
Okay. Can you place it on the shelf?
Sure.
Place it on the shelf, slowly.
Okay.
It's yeah. There. Good. Good. You should be able to feel that energy going through your body. Can you feel that?
I do feel something.
Good. Good. Allow that to stay there for a while, because what that's doing right now, that's going through your spine, your complete spine. That's
okay.
A good place for it.
Okay.
Okay.
What angle should it face?
Excuse me?
What angle should it face? Should it face up a little bit or down a little bit? Or
I think for right now, just keep it the way it is.
Okay.
This seems to be pretty powerful the way it is right now. The frequency is extremely high.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead?
Yes. Go ahead. I'm listening to you.
I wanted to know... I know that people put, like, a laser on each diamond.
Yes.
How about if you were to put two lasers on each diamond?
You can put six lasers on each diamond. It doesn't matter.
Okay, but that won't intensify it any?
It sure will. It'll intensify it, absolutely.
Okay. So the mirrors, should I just have it... I guess facing it, or
what you want to do is take the mirror and put the mirror so when you're standing at the projector, turn around and look at the mirror if that's what you want to do. So the projector is looking at the mirror is looking at the projector.
Okay.
Do you follow what I'm saying to you? When you turn around and you look at the mirror, you're looking at the projector. You follow what
okay.
I'm saying? It'll intensify the projector, but it's not going to be like two projectors.
Right, right. Okay. So, see, I have it like on the upper corner of the room. Should I have it on the other side of the room facing it?
Yes.
I guess is what I'm... Or...
You're moving that mirror around a lot. It's...
No, I don't have a mirror up yet.
You don't have a mirror up yet? Well, what are you moving around?
Nothing. It's...
Are you moving yourself?
No.
Okay, because whatever you just did, I don't know what happened, but the energy was moving around the room.
Huh. Okay.
Did you take a step somewhere along the way after you put that projector up?
I'm back where I'm standing actually closer to the projector right now.
Yes. Okay, so you were a little further away and you walked towards it?
Yeah, now I'm back towards it.
Okay, because what happens is when you move around the room, the projector energy will actually move with you. And so I was wondering why you know, the energy was moving, so you were moving around the room. That's what I was trying to say. Is
okay.
there any other questions?
How do you interact with it? Do you meditate and think on it?
It's already, you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is put that projector up and it works. That's
okay.
that's the so easy part of it.
I'm sorry?
The easy part of it is it works automatically.
Okay. So if I want something to happen, do I speak it? Do
what
I
What you can do, you
it?
Can look at the projector and talk to the projector.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. How about if I'm not at my house? If I'm away from the projector?
Project the energy from your mind to the projector in the house. So
okay.
in other words,
it,
if you're in Florida or whatever the case may be, wherever you're at, where are you at now, D.C.?
Yeah, I'm in Maryland, close
okay.
to D.C.
What you need to do is just project the energy. Think of the projector in your room, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Look at it
mm-hmm.
if you have the ability to be able to see it, and then ask questions or ask for help or ask for whatever you want.
Okay.
Okay, and it will come to you. You'll be startled with it, so just allow it to be. So if you're asking for something of value for yourself and it shows up, you know, just be aware that it will.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Also, the projectors, I mean, the receptors, and the one that you wear, the projector that you wear?
Well, there's a big difference between the receptor and the projector. The receptor, do you have a receptor?
I do.
Okay. You've been wearing it for some time?
2 months.
2 months, good. The receptor, what it'll do actually is clear your mind as much as it can for the short period of time that you're wearing it. So, in other words, it's already starting to change your DNA and your RNA. I'm looking at it now. So, everything is changing. Your blood, the DNA, the cellular structure, the atomic structure. Things are already starting to clear in your body.
Okay.
And
okay.
just remember, whatever you're asking for, ask for it something that's important to you or important to somebody else. And make sure everything is life-affirming. You don't want to ask it something that you don't want to get in trouble with.
Right, okay.
Okay?
Okay, for the pendants, is it not a good idea to wash them in, like, silver cleaner? Is it better to do,
no.
like, sonic
No, cleaning? No. If you want to clean your If you want to clean, you have a silver pendant, is that what you have?
Yes.
Take it to a jeweler and have him run it in the machine.
Okay.
There's finishes on. There's a finish on the front of the nuclear receptor, and you want to keep that fresh and clean. And the receptor actually works in a very unique way. So it almost looks like a concave. What I'm doing is so people understand what it looks like. It's concave. It has a lot of pyramids on the front of it. So there's a stone with a hole in the center of the nuclear receptor that the energy goes through the stone and goes around the receptor. In other words, it goes around the pyramids and it builds up tremendous amount of power. And goes through this hole, and the other side are pyramids, and then it goes into your body. So it's made to bring more energy in and cleanse you. So it's designed by the Palladians. It's designed by NASA. It looks like about the size, a little bit bigger than a silver dollar. It's really, really an amazing piece of tool for something so small.
Right.
And it does work, but I would take it to a jeweler and have him clean it. Sometimes they'll get very much used in terms of energy. Every day you want to wash that. You want to just run it under cool water.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll build up radiation and it'll take it away from you. And so you want to wash that necklace off every day.
Okay.
And now, put it on your body wet. Don't put it on your body dry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. When you send it to a jeweler to get it cleaned, do they use a sonic cleaner? Because I'm thinking about getting one of those sonic.
Yes.
Is it ultrasonic cleanser?
It's an ultrasonic
water, right?
Cleanser, right. That's the best way to clean it. You know, when I first got mine, I used a toothbrush and all this other kind of stuff, and it wasn't so good to use. So what I would highly suggest is just take it to a jeweler and have it cleaned. You should have it cleaned maybe, you know, as soon as it starts getting a little darker, and they will get darker because of the stuff that's coming out of there. And it looks like a satellite dish. It's just an amazing tool.
Yeah,
what kind of
awesome.
Stone do you have in yours?
I have an emerald.
Ah, that's cool.
The green ones.
Yeah, that's... That's really, really cool. That's weight control, balance, equilibrium, thyroid gland. Yeah, it really works well.
Yeah,
really works
that's
well.
Great. I love it.
Works well with you.
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to see. You've had it for 2 months?
I've had it, yes. 2 months
ago.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
First of December.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I love it. It's awesome.
That's wonderful. That's really great. Do you feel the energy in it, or do you not feel the energy of it?
I don't think I feel it yet. Maybe sometimes.
Okay. Some people can't feel it, and some people can feel it. What I would highly suggest is wear it no matter if you can feel it or not feel it.
Sure.
Yeah, I just had a young lady, Jen, who bought a nuclear receptor, and she got... if I remember correctly, she got an aquamarine, and that boosts the immune system, and that really, really is helping her an awful lot. And they're really, really powerful tools.
She likes it, huh?
Oh, she loves it. Absolutely loves it.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I talked to her today. So she said, I called her and asked her how she likes her nuclear receptor, and she says she absolutely loves it. It's just sending her energy, and she's so delighted with it.
Huh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so some people feel a little bit more than others. It doesn't mean anything. It means that just somebody feels more than somebody else, that's all. But
right.
It is working for you because I'm actually watching the energy going to the back of your heart. So it's really wonderful.
Awesome.
It's really good to see.
Do you have, like, a whole setup, don't you, at your place?
I use four projectors. I use a flamethrower. I use a let me see what else I'm using in that room. I'm using the Master Quartz Crystal. I use a my platinum projector that I wear, and I've got an 18-karat gold a satellite dish. I call it my little satellite dish, my nuclear receptor, and it's got a platinum bridge on it with a diamond. And so I wear both when I'm working, and they're really, really powerful. Very, very powerful.
You wear them together?
Yes.
Okay.
Everything, and you become the projectors, and you become the nuclear receptor. The receptor becomes you. And the way I know that is if when I'm wearing my necklace, if I take a finger and put it on the back of the nuclear receptor, it actually darkens it because the energy is being stopped by my finger. So
it
I take it away and rub it against a piece of wool or a piece of cotton, and it cleans it very quickly.
You mean it darkens your finger when you put it on the back?
No. What I'm saying is if you're touching the back of the nuclear receptor, it'll darken the area that you're touching only because it's stopping the energy from going through. Then you have to you have to take it off and wash it, or take a piece of wool and rub it fast, and it'll clear it right off.
Oh, I didn't notice that. Okay.
Well, most people don't. That's something that I'm finding out for myself. I'm sort of Fred's guinea pig, so I find out more things about the necklace as time goes by.
Right. And the Master Crystal, that has to be a huge 40-pound.
Well, mine, I think, weighs about 75 or 80 pounds. The only reason I have it big like that is that I really need something heavy duty because of all the work that I'm doing. And so that's the reason I got one that weighs that much.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, it's small in comparison with other crystals, master crystals, but it's a good size for me, and I didn't need anything that weighed 150 pounds. I just needed one that was 75 or 80 pounds, and it seems to work for me. You can have a master crystal that could be maybe 10 pounds and put out the energy that you need. But they're very rare, and they're very hard to find. So,
yeah.
You know, and I think Fred's got a few of them. Do you have one also?
No, I have one 15-pound quartz.
That's cool.
But it's not a master crystal.
It's okay. That's great. That's great. They all have feelings.
Right.
Every piece of quartz I've ever run into, you can either touch it or hold it, and you'll actually feel the energy from the crystal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They're really, really fabulous.
Yeah, people do that. Like, I go to these stone shops, and they have people just feeling them, and I don't feel anything yet. But.
No, that's okay. As I say, there's some people that can feel, and some people can, but that doesn't mean that it's not working for you. It's working.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the important part.
Definitely.
Yeah. Is there anything else we can talk about?
No, that's it for now.
Okay, well, listen to the rest of the show. I'm so glad that you were able to talk to me. And also, with your master crystal, with your nuclear receptor, treat it with a lot of love and respect.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I do, definitely. I love it.
Okay, great. Talk to you later.
Okay, thank you. Thank you much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Bye-bye. So with the nuclear receptors, when I first got my nuclear receptor, I put it on, and I had a silver one, and I had a blue sapphire in it, which I wore for about 8 or 9 years, and it really, really did a beautiful job for me. The nuclear receptor that I was wearing years ago with the sapphire is calming and balancing. It's good for intuition. It's good for the heart. And it's really, really good for the heart. So that's the reason I got it. And so it helped me tremendously. And then I went into an 18-karat gold one, and I put a diamond in there. I was ready for the diamond after a few years. So they're very powerful. And when I first got mine, I was in, I was in Pennsylvania, and we were walking through a park. And I was watching this energy opening up. It was pure white energy through my heart. And out of the back came this black energy. And I'm saying, good Lord, I got to call Fred. Something's going on. And I called Fred, and I said, Fred, I can see this dark energy coming out of my back. And he said, well, to shorten up everything, he said, well, that is from all the x-rays that you've ever had in your life. And that was just pouring out. And then at, I would say within a couple weeks, I was actually watching the toxins coming out of my brain. I was watching lead coming out. I was watching penicillin come out. I was watching, I had at that time bridges that were made of palladium, that they had used palladium, and the palladium was clearing out. So I was actually watching all of this and being able to see my brain, being able to see my heart, and the blood was purifying all at the same time. So there was a lot going on with me, the DNA, the RNA, the atomic structure, and for some odd reason, God's given me the gift to be able to see all that at one time. And so it doesn't really bother me, but the reason I'm telling you this is to let you know that the nuclear receptor really does work and it really does cleanse. Hello?
Yes, hi. This is Danielle calling from San Jose.
Hi, Danielle. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, dear. What can I help you with?
Well, I had a question. I was just listening to you talking about a nuclear receptor, and I bought one in September of 08.
Okay.
And I've been wearing, the stone has been a yellow canary sapphire.
Okay.
And my question is, could I change that out to a diamond?
Well, let's take a look at this. I will change the stone from a canary to a diamond. And then we'll change it back. So what I'm going to do right now is take the energy of a diamond and put that into your necklace right now.
Okay.
How does that feel to you?
Well, much faster energy.
Yeah.
The frequency feels much faster, higher.
Yes. Right, much, much higher.
I feel it in the heart.
Yes.
Center.
Let's take a look at something else. High energy boost. You need high energy. Are you low of energy? Is that what's going on? Is that what I'm feeling?
Well, I'm going through a flux of change. And,
okay.
So I've been under stress. That could be what's causing it, but...
Okay. Let's try it.
I have been feeling like I need to sleep a lot.
Okay. That's what I'm picking up. Let's try something else here. The diamond takes in all the colors. It also helps the circulation, the pineal gland, confidence, high energy boost. But let's try something else here.
Okay.
I'm going to replace that with a pink sapphire stone. Let's try a pink sapphire in that necklace of yours instead of the diamond. So here we go. I'm going to change this. There we go. That should feel very soothing to you. Can you feel that?
Yes, not as strong as the diamond. But
right.
I definitely feel like the energy raises.
Yes. The reason I'm doing that is because along with everything else, the pink stone, the pink sapphire is love.
The pink sapphire is low energy?
No, is love, honey. is love.
Oh, it's love, you're saying.
Yes.
I thought you said low.
Yes, I'm sorry. No,
okay.
No. That feels very good on you.
It felt good to me, too.
Yes, that's the stone you would probably need more than a diamond. A diamond, I wore my blue sapphire for 9 years or 8 or 9 years, I forget the amount, until I was ready to wear a diamond. So I wasn't in a big hurry to change anything. But now with the energies that are coming in, I think the pink sapphire would be really, really beautiful for you. Now, if you want to try another stone, we can. If you want to try another stone, the stone that I'm thinking of is a garnet, and I'll tell you what that does. The effects of it is physical energy boost, digestion and balance, integration, regeneration. It works on the adrenals, the liver, the kidney, the pituitary, the spinal column, and the blood. So what I'm doing now is we're taking the stone away, the pink sapphire, and I'm replacing that with a garnet. You tell me how that feels to you.
I feel it more in the solar plexus area.
Absolutely.
It expands out, but that's where I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
More than the... higher up in the heart center for the sapphire.
How does that feel to you? It's warm red, so how does that feel to you compared to the pink? If you want, I can take you back to the pink so you can feel both.
Well, I think they both felt good to me.
Okay. Well, the garnet does an awful lot more than the pink tourmaline. I mean, the pink tourmaline, we're talking about heart, gonads, endocrine glands, spleen, pituitary. It induces balancing energy and emotional balance. I mean, they both do tremendous energies.
They do.
Yes. So my question to you is, which one do you like better? Let me take you back to the pink one.
Okay.
Okay. We're changing it back to pink.
Oh, I feel that right away.
Yeah.
It felt good. It felt good to me.
Yeah, that's one I picked out, too. I think that would be a little better for you other than the garnet. The garnet was getting hot on you in terms of the energy.
Yeah, it did feel warm.
Pardon?
It did feel warm.
Yeah, it would make it warmer. So you don't need anything that warm. I think the pink sapphire would be perfect for you.
Okay, that's helpful. Now I have another question.
Yes, sir.
I'm also wearing the projector.
Yes.
And it's got the citrine in it.
Yes.
And the yellow sapphires.
Well,
now should that be changed out too? Because I got that pretty close to the same time that I got the nuclear receptor.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
There are two different items. One is a nuclear receptor that can use the pink energy that will give you a lot of love and a lot of changes. The citrine is good for digestion, detoxification, mental clarity, liver, kidney, and spleen, and solar plexus. So I think I would keep that for a little while.
Stay with it. Okay.
Yeah, I would call me and let's wait 6 months and see what happens.
Okay.
Is the projector working for you?
Oh, yes.
Then
I
would think I would wait for that. That's not a problem. I'm very much a compassionate, warm person, and I'm very sensitive to color. So what I'm doing is picking up on your energy and putting the stone in that I thought that would be best for you, and that's the pink stone, the pink sapphire.
Okay.
That would be very, very good for you.
Yeah, because I've been wanting to change the stone, and I wasn't quite sure if I should go to the diamond or, you know, what would be the better choice. So that's very helpful. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think the pink sapphire would be best for you, and the reason is to jump from one stone to a diamond is like sitting in a car and doing 1,000 miles an hour. You know, you don't want to do that.
Too much of a jump.
It'd be like taking a rocket, you know. Whatever the coyote sits on the Acme rocket, you don't want to do that.
No.
No. The pink sapphire would be wonderful for you.
Okay. Also, I have a question about, I have a master crystal.
Yes.
And I just love it.
Great.
And I've got it sitting in front of a mirror. Is that a good idea?
Mirrors seem to amplify different things, and that's okay. If that's working for you, I would say, geez, just, you know, continue with it. Master crystals are very compassionate and very loving, and it's pretty hard not to have a master crystal anywhere. They're just really beautiful. So, in other words, if it's giving you joy and it's giving you pleasure to be able to see it through the mirror, then I would certainly keep it there.
Okay. I can sure tell that it likes the sun.
They love the sun.
Right. I really got that.
Yeah.
And I'm in California, so we do get a lot.
Oh, you're in California.
Here.
What part of California are you in?
Northern California, San Jose.
Oh, cool. I was to California twice. I think it's a beautiful state.
Oh, it is. It's so large.
Yeah, it's really beautiful there.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there anything else there? Is there any other questions we need to ask?
Those
make sure that
questions.
You clean your nuclear receptor every day. Just wash it under a sink, regular water. Just wash it. And the reason is because it gathers a lot of toxins overnight that might it has to actually be washed off. And so it's clean the next day to be able to wear and to be able to clear the toxins that are in your body. I mean, not that it won't work. It will work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I do. I just wash it to clear it off. And I put it on wet. I don't put it on dry. I don't like it to touch anything with a towel or anything of that nature other than to use a piece of sheepskin when I want to wipe it across and get any kind of energy off of there that might be on there. I'm sort of a funny guy. I feel things very clearly,
and I sort of like
to keep things green.
Okay. How often do you have yours professionally cleaned?
I have mine done once every, sometimes once a month, sometimes every couple months. It's all according to how bad they get in terms of, you know, the gold, it doesn't tarnish or anything, but sometimes it'll get a little darker. The silver will change a little faster. So if I had silver like I had before, I would take it over once a month and just get it cleaned.
About once a month, okay.
Yeah, I would do that. Whatever it costs to get it clean, it's well worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So it really does
make
a difference.
They look so pretty when they're all cleaned up.
Oh, there's nothing prettier. There's nothing pretty. I just.
Okay, well, thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Please don't hesitate and call me back sometime.
I will. Thank you. Have a nice evening.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. Guess what? It's 8:55. That was a fast hour. I hope you're enjoying yourself, Fred. But thank you so much for listening to the Dr. Fred Bell Show. I'm really thankful that he's given me the opportunity to help him out. And I just want to say we send you a lot of love and light, Fred, and hope that you get better real soon. Ladies and gentlemen and children, thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week, God willing. Take care. Bye-bye.